Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Leidish kukulamuk ar da skrúd pápéar na tuánacha agus na gaisteanna a gáin le cuid a.
Oh God, wasn't that horrible?
What a time to be alive.
Mm. Hello, and you're very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jen.
And I'm Carla.
And we're separated this week. What's it like in the gaff there, Carla? I miss you.
Yeah, it's nice. Very warm in the house.
Nice on the rooftop. Yeah, I'm not seeing the weather out there. Only me,
the rooftop.
Only me and Bobby can enjoy that.
Oh yeah.
Well, Adam could go out the back garden, but we're social distancing ourselves from the man of the house this week because he has COVID.
He's got COVID king this week, so he is.
That's how out of fashion Adam is.
Yeah.
Like, that's how fucking...
that's how untrendy he is.
I thought him still wearing chinos was bad enough. And getting the COVID now, 2 years later, I've done about 5 tests and I'm still negative. So I think I'm just fucking immune at this stage. I'm one of them.
Yeah.
Is it mad how I haven't gone COVID? I've never tested positive for it. I was actually, when he tested positive for the, I was like looking at the positive test and I was like, oh my God, I've never actually seen one of these in real life.
Yeah. Whoa, what the fuck? Yeah.
Wow,
that's crazy. I've never actually seen one because I've never had to test positive. Thank you so much.
I'm starting to think at this stage, right, well, I am fully vaccinated, so maybe that could be a thing. It doesn't stop me from getting it, so that's factually incorrect. I don't know if that ain't got to do with my fucking thyroid, because do you know what I was thinking? Do you know when, like, there was talk about a nuclear attack from Putin, like at the second year, and everybody was like, here's how you deal in a nuclear attack. But your thyroid gland is a way of absorbing radiation, and that's why, like, a lot of people are really affected by it. I think I'd be grand because I don't have a thyroid gland, and I'm like, is this my superpower? Is this why I haven't gotten COVID? Could there be a connection? I don't think there is, but
I don't
I just think it's weird.
I think one or two things have happened. More people have not had COVID than have had COVID, which I think people forget because it just seems like everybody has COVID, but there's actually more people who haven't had it than have had it. And second, you've had it and you just didn't know.
Maybe.
More likely the second one, to be honest. I'm the same. There's only two people now left in my office, and I love being like, you know, I love making it my personality trait. I'm like, literally, it's only me and her. It's literally only us two. It's crazy. Oh, he's gonna go. He's the next one, you know? It's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
All of you have had it and I've not had it. And I don't know what that says about me.
Yeah,
probably nothing. But I'm gonna make it out like it's something for sure. Gonna make it out like it's kinda like, you know, God's favourite kind of vibe.
Huge deal.
But don't look at the rest of my life because that's not similar. But you know, in that kind of way. But yeah, we could Jesus lads, we could make anything a personality trait if we tried hard enough. This week we are taking in the nostalgia. I already have an opinion about this, but it is back to school week.
Yeah,
and that is what we're going to be talking about. It's like Christmas. It's getting poxy earlier every year, I feel.
Yeah.
It's getting very Brit. At one point, it's going to be like, do you know what? I think they only need, like, you know,
4 weeks
holiday.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, what? No.
I know. I'm just dreading the traffic.
Oh, no, it's already started, Jen. It's already started.
It has been bliss without the traffic, to be honest.
It's been incredible. And I have to go 10 stops on the M50. So, the worst. The
Not
absolute
great.
Worst. But what I will say is, it is a very I hate, so I used to hate September. I used to have a massive grudge against September because it was very much like the summer is over, you're back to school. Yeah. And no matter what, it was always like a different buzz. It's kind of like it's cooling down. Now I'm kind of like September summer extension question mark.
Yeah, I think so. Because I feel like it doesn't actually get really cold here until like January, February now.
It's, yeah, it's a very lot mild, more different. Very mild. Yeah, mild. Yeah.
Now I will say I had to go out and throw something out in the bin last night. Went out to the garden. I was like, smell of autumn. You know, when it got dark, and it's getting dark a lot fucking
It's getting
early.
Dark so
it's
quicker.
Like 9 o'clock by the time it's dark now. I'm like, no, this used to take ages to kind of filter back in.
I'm like, it's August, lads.
Yeah, I know, it's still August. And my nephew had his introduction day to secondary school on Thursday, which was like early 20s of August.
That's like, very early 20s.
What the fuck is this about? Very early 20s.
What is that about? Is it a COVID thing?
I don't know.
No, because it was like that before.
Yeah, they got their introduction date. Now, they're not back until, like, next Thursday, I don't think. But there's a couple of years, like, fourth year and sixth year or something, that are in, like, a couple of days earlier, which is, I don't know. It's just the way that it's set out. And do you know what he showed me, right? So he's going to the school that I went to. He showed me the timetable. It's changed. It's, like, changed an awful lot. The fucking times. I don't know if anybody else's school is like this. You have to be in your assembly by 8:28.
What?
8:28. That's the time you have to be in your assembly for. Because even, like he goes, my sister lives kind of, it's handy for my nephews to go to the school because they can just come to me in my Asgaff. Do you know what I mean? So she lives a little bit away, but still within the catchment area. It's weird. Anyway, she drops him off to me ma's and he goes to school from me ma's because he can walk from me ma's. And she was like on the first stage looking at other kids walking down the road or whatever. She was like, Are you gonna go now? Like, are you gonna leave the house now, or you're gonna be late? And he's like, no, I don't need to be in until 8:28. I was like, okay, that's gas. Just thinking he was, you know, going on tour to eat. You know what I mean? When he came back, because he finished at like 12, it was only like 2 hour little stint, like just for an introduction. Yeah, I was like, show us your timetable because I wanted to see. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And no, like the fucking 56 minutes per class or 58 minutes per class. Right, so randomly, and then he was saying, like, he was like, I know 58 is weird, but like, I appreciate them 2 minutes that each class is in an hour. It's like, okay, well, firstly, they used to be 40 minutes, you used to finish kind of a class amount of time earlier on a Wednesday and Friday, but now they finish every day at 3:26, so they're in from 8:28 to 3:26. Or 15:26 if you're using the, and then a half day every Friday. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
What?
And then, like, the times of the classes as well. Like, he'll be in assembly for a certain amount of time. But I remember, like, and this is just one thing that I remember from it. One class starts at, like, 10:43. They're just not on the, like, do you know what I mean? They're not rounded up or down.
They're not on the five. They're not on the five, Jen.
Like, I'm the type of person that has to, you know, when you do the volume on the television, like, it has to be either a division of five or it has to be on an even number. I don't mind if it's on 9 or 11 because they're angel numbers. Anyway, but you know, like, you know when you're doing the volume on something, you have to stop at a certain one because it just doesn't feel right if you stop in between.
No, I don't have
I'm
that.
Like, who the fuck made this bleeding timetable up? 10:43 to start religion.
That is start religion of all fucking classes. Yeah. I just think that's very weird. I'm trying to remember because my school primary started at 9:30 and went till 3, and then
that's a
secondary
long day for primary.
Yeah, it was actually. Now looking back, I'm like that was very long. And then the older school would finish at 4, and then in secondary. It was, well, obviously before I went to the Institute, because in the Institute you made your own timetable, so you either finished at 3:30, 4:30, 5:30, depending. And it depended on classes and when you could slot them in. It's very strange. But, because you had to, made your own timetable.
It was private school. Did you just have to say it was private school?
No, that's not the private school module. No, that's not the private school module. It's like, it's weird. It's like a college kind of module. It's very strange, but basically you pick your subjects and then you work your timetable around your subjects. So if you're like, I want that teacher, well, she teaches at 10:30. Okay, I'm going to have maths at 10:30 then. Do you know in that way?
Okay, right.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And it'd be like, I do art. Art only is on, you know, this day and this day at these times. So you have to do one of them. So like when
you
I was in the institute,
these already scheduled things.
Yeah. So like when I was in the institute, I did classics, and classics was only ever at 4:30. So I'd have one late day where I finished at 5:30 because classics was at 4:30. Do you know?
Yeah.
And that was the only time that that teacher did that class.
So they were obviously, they had like mixers, the teachers.
Well, a lot of the teachers, like my classics teacher, taught full time in a different
school. That's what I mean. That was a mixer for him.
Or then there were some other teachers who would be full time at the institute. Okay. It just really depended on your subject. Like classics isn't exactly bustling enough to have a full time, you know, in a grind
curriculum.
School. Essentially. So it was a bit different in that kind of way. I don't know if that's how they still do it, but that's how it was done back in my day. And my sister went there too, and it was the same situation. So like, you know, if you want to do geography, so with geography, I didn't really give a shite because I hated the subject, and I just was like, I'll take any teacher. Do you know, so I just picked whatever teacher suited my timetable. Versus with maths, I wanted a very particular teacher, so I had to follow her timetable, and she always did earlies, so she'd start at 8:30. So to do her classes, I'd have to go for the
early. That's interesting.
Yeah, do you get me? So it just depended on who it was and who you wanted and all that other kind of stuff. Yeah, it was very much sort of like, you know, my maths teacher did different, I think I've talked about this before, where she did different paces. So it was like pass maths, but at different paces. So it was like pass maths fast, pass maths fast. Pass maths,
I would have been slow.
Pass maths, slow. I went into slow.
Yeah, but you can't even say the same, so I'm not surprised. Yeah,
exactly, there you go. But so this was very much, I did slow pace, pass maths. Slow pace, pass maths. Same. Was kind of the thing. So like you'd look at your mates' timetables and be like, oh, do you want to do whatever together? Do you know?
Oh, yeah. That's
be cool. Like, oh, we've history at 11 on Thursdays together, but not on Tuesdays. On Tuesdays, we have different times.
Well, that it was kind of the same in my secondary school, only for it was handed to you and you kind of just had to match up with your mate. But like the way that ours was, I think it was like 12 classes. And this is what your entrance level, your entrance exam, the results. So that's kind of like a competency test or an aptitude test.
Yeah.
So it marked you on where you were in the fucking smartometer or whatever, like your IQ or whatever.
Smartometer?
Do you know, I call it smartometer. And there's like I'm trying to count here. Right, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Yeah, 10 classes. So the top two were like the top smartest ones, but like you had A and B. Then you had like 4 middles, but it made up like 8 classes. So 4. Like A and B middle classes, and then you had 2 lower ones, like IQ level. And you could always tell, like, because the messers in it, you know what I mean? The people who just didn't give a shit or probably didn't even do the entrance exam or just took the piss out of it or whatever. It was always that way, but they never mixed. So all the A's, I think, were higher level at their level of smartness. So they always integrated within classes. So, like, you might have a history class, like, basically, so. I went into, it was a class called Pierce, and my best friend went into a class called Semple. Now, it was the same group. We were in the same, like, 2 groups, but she was A and I was B, so we would never have classes together.
Oh.
So it was the way that it was grouped. So I don't know if it's still done like that. It was very strange the way that they did it. But, like, you did have to integrate with other people, but I only integrated with, like, it wasn't said that that's the way it was, but you could see that that's the way it was. It was all B's. Do you know what I mean? I could have like B from the top 2 classes and then a B from one of the lower class. Like, I was just, it was the way it was done. It's so weird now that I'm only thinking about that now. I don't even think that's the way it's
Jen's
done.
Like, hey, hey.
I'm like, hey, that's sick.
Hey, you judged me before you knew me. Hey.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, it was my entrance level exam, you know.
But that was the thing about entrance exams. I never really understood them.
It's an aptitude test. It's to place you with your peers that are on the same learning level as you.
But that's kind of like not how, because in my first school, in my first secondary, it was very much like, if you did music, if you chose to do music, you went into one of these 2 classes. If you chose to not do music, you went into one of these other 2 classes.
Right.
Do you Do you get me? So there was four classes. So if you did music, you were in Murphy or Shackleton. If you didn't do music, you were in Crean or Beaumont. I think it was. I can't remember.
Okay. Would that be down to the fact that you weren't artistic, or you weren't, I don't know?
No, I think it was more the fact that, like, if you want to do music, that had to be built into your schedule. So you'd have to go at this time. Oh, do you get me?
This was definitely what
others were doing when we were doing music.
Yeah, no, this was definitely based on intelligence kind of levels and where you were at.
It was probably definitely done that way for us too. I cannot remember for the life of me how that would have been
done. Well, they kind of had to wait, like, because obviously you went to Mount Sackville.
Yeah.
So are we talking primary or secondary?
I went to Mount Sackville Primary and Mount Sackville Secondary, okay. And then I went to the Institute.
Yeah. No, but my secondary school, obviously, it was a public school, so you're talking, so it's 30 kids, but, like, you're talking fucking hundreds of students going into the same year, so the way that had to be done with the level of people entering that year alone.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It wasn't, like, Mount Sackville would have been a smaller scale, so they probably did it much differently.
I just remember they probably did do things with the entrance exams that I can't really remember, but it was very much explained. Like, well, the way that it was if you did music, you were in these two, and if you didn't do music, you were in the other two. And I just thought it was an even split, but it probably wasn't. I didn't.
If your daddy gave us a brown envelope, you go into this class.
If you pay more money toward the hockey you can do whatever you want. Yeah. No, but I remember doing the entrance exam and shitting it. Do you remember you were like, oh my God.
As if it wasn't just to see what the fucking crack was like.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like as if I'm pretty sure there was like a question about apples. That's all I can remember from it. But I remember just being like,
I don't know, were we under the illusion that if we didn't like ace this test, we weren't getting into the school.
As if my fucking fees hadn't been paid, my name hadn't been down since birth. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. You weren't automatically entitled to a place because you're in the catchment area and your big sister went there years ago.
You're too stupid, so you don't get called.
Yeah, exactly. No,
okay.
Not a thing.
To be honest, at this point, I probably would have been like, I put my hands up. I absolutely understand.
That's fine.
I don't get to go to school. I am too dumb.
Do you remember towards the end of primary school when you found out which kids were going?
Yes. Do you remember the scramble, and you'd be like, what do you mean you're not going to the secondary? Because you have to remember, I went to that primary. So if you weren't going to the secondary, you were absolutely...
What happened to your family?
What happened? Are you okay? Like, why did you- I just thought it was scandal. It was proper.
It was. In mine, it was... Right, I went to Sacred Heart in Hunstown. Generally, most of the people in the catchment area went to Hartstown community.
Yeah.
The secondary. So either side of the roundabout, Hartstown, Hunstown, right. So if you weren't going to Hartstown, like, and one of the big things was if you were going to Kilmine, it's like, ugh. And anybody who's from the area who's listening to this now have probably gone, you're the fuck is she? But it was that kind of, at that age when we were all 12 and you heard one of your mates was going to Kilmine, it was like, what the fuck?
It's so funny when you think of 12-year-olds now.
Yeah.
Do you know, I don't know why this like cracks me up, but I remember just being like, so the schools... There was, you have to, my primary school class was 30 kids. Mm. That was it. You know, 30. There was no separate classes. It was one class of 30 kids.
Yeah. Like, separate out. You were with them for the eight years or whatever. Yeah.
So that was it. So you pretty much knew everybody. Yeah. And you knew them pretty well. So the schools that I remember people going to was Loretto on the Green.
Right.
And that was like, whoa, why are you going to Loretto on the Green? And it was always like the girls that were like more independent who were like, I want to be in town. And I remember being like, what?
And Stephen's Green, is it?
Yeah. Fuck. So I was like, what? That is crazy. Right. That is wild. Or KH was another one.
Okay. Well, you have seen, so
it's KH South is Palmerstown. So it's like, it was like the other, because, you know, where I went to school was in Chapel Isn't. So it was kind of like catchment for a few different areas. So like a lot of girls in my school were from Lucan or like Leixlip or any of those kind of areas.
And KH
would be like, yeah, so KH would be more
what's KH stand for?
King's Hospital.
Oh
yeah. So that was another one. So it was KH, Loretto on the Green, Cool Mine. A few girls went to Cool Mine.
Oh, fuck, from Men's Sackville.
Yeah, or see, Dominic's.
Oh, yeah. So,
yeah.
I'd say about now, out of my year, two girls at most went to Dominic's.
Yeah. It was a real, I think only one, I'd say out of everyone that was in my class, maybe eight went to different, because do you remember there was only 30 of us, so like 22 went to the secondary, and then those eight went to either their family were moving, or you know, there was lots of other kind of things, but those were the ones. I know one girl went to Cool Mine, I know one girl went to KH, I think two girls went to Loretta on the Green, and then I can't, what was the other school I named?
Dominic's.
I think there was like the rest went to Dominic's.
So like three. Dominic's is public. Cool Mine is public.
Cool Mine's public. Dominic's is public, yeah.
And the rest, I want to know what happened to them.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think now. Because do you know, a good few people that started off in my secondary school left and went to CCC. Who started off in Mount Sackville secondary school. Yeah, went to CCC. Like a good few.
You'd wonder, was it financially, or was it that the kids themselves were just not,
they fucking hated it, and I don't blame them, because you have to remember that, like, a lot of the, because Mount Sackville is a secondary school, not very big either, 110 I think in a year.
God,
very small.
Yeah,
like very very small, considering. So we went from like what, 30 of us into like 110, so for me I was like a whole new world. But yeah, like, for everybody else who went to Bridget's, which is the other, like pretty much, well, now there's another primary school, but at that time there was pretty much Mount Sackville. Or if you wanted to go to a mixed school, you went to Bridget's. If you wanted, if you were going to a non-mixed school, you went to Mount Sackville. But yeah, a lot of those girls that came from Bridget's and was like, fuck this, literally left. Yeah. Really? And a good few people that started off in Mount Sackville left and went to CCC, Cool Mine, or Dominic's.
That's mad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Cool Mine was mixed as well. I don't know, like, when going to Cool Mine when you were in Hunstown, thinking about going to Hartstown, was really weird because it was generally further than where you lived.
Yeah.
And it was usually like, why? Why are you going there? It was just, Cool Mine was kind of just a bit fucking alien to us.
Yeah.
I don't know what, like, they didn't get, like, no, I don't think we would have been thinking about this when we were 12, but it was kind of like, the uniform didn't seem, like there was brown in it, you know, like it just seemed a bit dowdy, and it wasn't that it was dowdy, it was that that's how it was fed to us for some fucking reason. It was just like, eh,
I think you just had this rivalry with other schools for absolutely no fucking reason. So like when you think about it, there was just,
and it's a much nicer, like by the end when we were leaving, like there'd been several blokes who had walked up to the office with bats. In our year, like CCTV was implemented, got bad, like, do you know what I mean? So, and like, Cool Mine was actually a much nicer school.
Yeah, and, but like, I think you just,
a lot fairer. They used to get the bus to the Debs rather than having fucking, we said this before, we called our Debs coordinator Aoife. No offense on any, it's not all Aoife's, but it's always an Aoife. They, like, all that fucking Debs committee shit, all the pressure, like, do you know what I mean? It was just, I don't, Cool Mine actually was a better choice, but we were fed like, eh.
It's funny, when you're younger, you're so warped, aren't you? Where you're just like, my school is the best school because it's my school, so therefore it's the best school.
Yeah, exactly,
yeah. Yeah, obviously looking back, I'd fucking never send my children to Mount Sackville. But it's funny, because at the time, you're so like, why would you go there?
Yeah.
And you're like, why wouldn't I go there? Well, yeah, but also now looking back, I'm like, those wise, wise girls who left. Do you know
what I mean? And I know, like, sometimes there was a choice. Like, do you want it? Generally, it was a given, but maybe you were given a choice. But we were talking to each other as if it was our choice. Do you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Like, it was our parents. It was, like, I didn't know what their choice.
Yeah, like they might have, if you had kind of spoken up and said you didn't want to, maybe there'd be a conversation. But generally, it was your parents saying, right, entrance B. Here you go around and give them the brown envelope or whatever.
Yeah, like there was never, there was never really a choice. But I just find it gas, because like, obviously it just really depends on like personal experiences at these places, do you know? Like the girls that left Mount Sackville to go to CCC, like they definitely weren't enjoying Mount Sackville, totally get it. Or there was other girls who left because it was too far to travel, or they thought, you know, there was lots of...
And obviously we're not talking about, like, obviously we're coming from a place of very just general school experiences, we obviously have to pay heed to the fact that some people do move because it's terrible bullying that's been going on and they just want nothing to do with the people. Obviously, that has to be mentioned. I don't have experience of it myself, thankfully, but obviously that's a massive reason for a lot of this stuff happening as well.
Yeah. And that's what I mean. It's all personal experiences. Like, it's just, you know, there's lots of reasons why people do send their kids. Like, I never really understood why kids got sent to boarding schools. And then I did a couple of camps at a couple of boarding schools over the summer. And I was like, oh my God, it's fucking savage down here. I'd love to be down here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's weird. But at the time, you know, when you're younger, you're like, not a boarding school.
Oh my God. That was a trend.
A boarding school.
As if my ma had the money. A boarding school? Oh my fucking God. No, don't send me after. Like, it was my worst nightmare. But it's because of what you see on the telly, like in films and stuff like that, generally.
It's because the rumours you spread with your little mates, your little freaks of mates.
They all have to be in bed by seven, lights out, like an army camp.
You can't even look at the TV. There's no TV.
By nuns and all. Yeah, that sort of thing. Like,
We're little freaks, aren't we? We're little freaks, girlies, aren't we? But look, back to school, it really is. There's like a smell in the air. There's like a scent. There's a scent of, like, you know, getting back in. But you remember all the little rituals that you'd have, and you thought you were shit hot. For some reason, every year, I'd be like, ah, I'm a new person.
Oh, it was a clean slate. Yeah. But now too.
This year.
Yeah. This year
I'm going to be different. This year, guys, studying? Oh, yeah. I'll be doing it.
Oh, I cannot wait to get my head in the books. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. I'm actually going to get it. I'm going to do more homework than is asked of me.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to get ahead.
I'm going to be so organised. And you know what? That it was that false sense of fucking... it was the weather coming into September. It was always nice. Back to school weather. Do a bit. Now, thankfully, but back to school weather, it was bright in the morning still. It gave you that optimism for the year ahead. As soon as it hits, the clock's going back. It's just misery from then on to the next summer. Like,
it was shiny new, and then the minute October sniffed around, she'd be like, I can't do this. I cannot do this. I'm not cut out for this. I can't do this for another 9 months. Get me out of here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Every time.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
So he asked me, you guys, what, like, those, I said, back to school, what was it? What's the thing that brings you back? What's the thing that, like, you remember the most? So we have a couple of DMs, a couple of question box people. I've one here from a listener saying every year there'd be the welcome back assembly before starting classes or anything. Yeah, that was another thing. Why did they... I didn't understand the half-day thing. But anyway, whatever.
You had to go in and get your journal and your timetable and...
And your locker.
We had to... It was only people that lived outside the catchment area that had lockers in our school. Now, I don't know what it's like in there now. They've built an extension onto it. It's actually the school... My secondary school was the one that they filmed in Normal People. So you know, I don't know if you remember that scene where they're sitting kind of in between a big corridor full of lockers. That's brand new. I don't know what the source is with it now, unless if there's just more students that live outside the catchment area. What was only like a little group of like 20 lockers back in the day. We didn't have them because I lived like a spit away from the school. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know, Do you know, if I was Paul Mescal or Daisy Edgar Jones and they made me put on a school uniform, I'd be like, this is, I need a counsellor. I can't do this.
Yeah, I know.
To act out, it is, I'd be like, no, I cannot do this. I don't know why. I'd be like, there's a lot of things I can't do. This is one of them.
I remember them filming that. It was during the summer, obviously. And they had a load of the students go in because they were wearing the uniform.
To be extras, and extras,
yeah.
Clever there. Sorry, I'll get back to this meeting. Anyway, since first year, I'd always be the last to arrive, meaning I was late and everybody was there before me. For the next 5 to 6 years, it became a tradition. So by the sixth year, I got a big round of applause, despite hating everyone in my year. And the one chair located in the assembly hall that I sat in every year was named after me.
Ah, very good. I love that. That's cool.
Put your stamp on it. I love it. I love to hear it.
And there's quite a lot in the question box, very repetitive, but the stationery. I think you definitely need to pay out to the stationery shop before back to school. So
yes,
I'll go through all of the ones. So picking your new pencil case in primary school as if it would decide your entire personality for the year.
Oh, sorry, that was were you going to be a groovy chick?
We're going to be fluffy, and it was always raggedy by the end of the year, like bubbles.
Manky, do you remember? Manky. It would be like brown. It would start off pink and it would be septic.
Raggedy. And you didn't give a shit. After that first week, you didn't give a shit about your stationery. I think we need to kind of show the importance of this as well. You know what I mean? Think practical.
This is another thing, because what I've started, which has been a revelation, I know I'm an absolute loser because I'm like 10 years later, but using my iPad as my notepad.
Yeah.
A revelation. An absolute revelation.
Didn't they do something? And I don't know, was it just a pilot scheme where a couple of years ago there was tablets in place of books, but it was such a pilot scheme that there was still books. And like half of the people couldn't fucking download what they needed and half the people couldn't access. I don't know. Like one of the girls that I used to work with, her daughter had one. It was really complicated in ways. I don't know if it's quite taken hold yet, the whole tablet thing instead of a book. Copy.
I don't know if it has, to be honest. I'm so out of touch with what goes on skills now.
I know,
I couldn't tell you, but it seems like a smarter idea. Do you remember as well the scramble to get your books?
Oh my god, they sell out like hotcakes.
Do you get them earlier and earlier, and for some reason I always wanted to read the history book.
I loved going through. I hate getting secondhand ones. I know, I'm like so materialistic of a 12-year-old, but I used to hate getting secondhand ones.
Never did, because I found, oh god. I think I had gotten a book lend, or I can't remember, at some point I had a secondhand book and there was like, I can't remember what kind of dirt, but there was something in a page that fell out on me and I screamed the biggest scrumpt that had ever been scrumpt. I don't know why it upset me so much, but after that I had like an actual phobia of secondhand books. And my poor fucking parents, even though my sister was 3 years ahead of me, I couldn't go near her books. I was like, sell them. I can't. Like, it was like an actual phobia.
Oh my god.
Where I would freak out. And I think at this point, you know the way how difficult it is to get kids out of habits. I think they were like, fuck it. Like, at this point.
There's an element to that. But you know, because you went to private school, it just looks very much like private school student does not accept secondhand books.
There was loads of people in my era had fucking secondhand books. It wasn't a thing. It was just my thing.
I'm taking the piss. No, I know, there's some things that traumatise kids to the point where you can just never mention it in their direction again. And that sounds like one of them. Do you remember? And I don't know if this was a thing in your school, and it was because it was always boys, so well.
Can I just preface this? I won't take like reading books. I won't take reading books off my friends.
Will you not?
I still have the fear. I cannot take. Yeah, and that's why I read digitally now. That's why a Kindle was an absolute revelation for me, or I read on my phone. I cannot read. It just traumatized me. And I can't remember it exactly, but I know I was very young. And it just had, like, I just had the...
Escape the light, don't you?
it scared the life out of me. But I'm really hoping, you know, I did get food poisoning from shellfish when I was younger. I didn't eat shellfish for a good 15 years. And I am very, very slowly getting back into it. So I'm hoping someday I can be reading secondhand, not a bother to me.
Exactly.
Without gagging.
It's not an uppity thing with you. There's a genuine reason behind it.
There's plenty of uppity things with me, but that's not one of them.
That's only. What I was going to say was, I don't know if you had this because, like, you went to all girls' schools and mine were mixed and it was generally the boys that this happened with. But it'd be very early into the year. We'd be just getting into the swing of getting into the kind of curriculum and the whole thing. And it would be like the teacher would go, Lawrence, where's your book? Oh, Mark couldn't get you. Did you have this?
Yes, I remember that. That was such a good excuse.
There was always a kid that didn't have the book yet because their ma couldn't get their hands on it. And it took them weeks. So they'd have to sit beside somebody and share.
And share a book. I remember that so well. And it'd be like, Carla, can you share with Grace? He'd be like, yeah, no problem.
Yeah,
no problem. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no problem. I got mine in June. I just like it to be out there. I got my books in June. Thank you.
There was always one.
Do you remember that? Sorry, Jen. That has unlocked such a memory. Oh, my God. Hilarious. And you'd be like, still, your mum still can't get the book. Has she tried Eason's?
Yeah.
Tried Eason's and Blanchard's? Still, and the most generic.
This is before the internet existed, so it's an awful lot easier to get your hands on the books now. I think you can nearly put an order in and get them all delivered at once. You can get them covered if you want to. Now, my sister ordered my nephew's books this year and she opted for them getting covered and they just sent the covering out separately, so she still had to cover the fucking books herself.
Oh, I'd be fuming. No, I'd
that
be
never happened before. She seemed quite shocked by this and I think she'd be the type that'd be organised enough to just pay for the covering.
Yeah, I'd prefer to just get them covered and let that be that.
Yeah, that's
it. You don't want to go in there raw dogging a book.
No, well she and then covering the books. Do you remember the air bubbles?
Oh my god, you remember trying to cover your books. But you loved the task, you did. You loved the task.
I never did it. My marrows did it. So it was either just a roll of brown paper. Sometimes you had wallpaper. Did you ever have that?
Oh yeah.
The wallpaper.
I never used it now. Very too fancy for me. Sometimes, my cousins did and I was like, wow.
Sometimes like, it was really thick.
Yeah, and you'd be like, luxury. Wallpaper. That's my luxury history book.
It was just whatever was left over. Like your nana might have some leftover wallpaper. Your wallpaper went on your books to cover them. I don't know for what purpose, to send them on as secondhand. I don't know. And then you had the people who were like always really fancy, so you could see the actual book, but it was the film.
I had the clear.
You either had clear film that was loose and that kind of got a little bit frosty looking throughout the year, or you had the sticky stuff. Air bubbles. And sometimes all you'd hear in the back class is just somebody popping the air bubble on the book. Do you remember that?
You'd be like, oh.
No, stop. Gas.
Yes, do you remember the clear slips and you'd slip it in, you'd be like, oh, but they got frostier and frostier.
They got frosty. That's what I mean. No, I'm talking about the actual sticky film.
The sticky film was great, but like you were elite with that now.
Mm.
Someone took time and care.
Exactly. So another few stationery ones. So getting stationery, the stationery shopping, same. Just stationery with a load of emojis beside them. The smell inside the new pencil case.
Yes, but do you remember your pencil case would be so healthy and full at the start of the year? 4 weeks in, you didn't have a black pen to your name.
No.
And then by the end of the year, you had exactly, well, this was me. I had exactly one pen.
And eventually you decided to pack it in your bag.
I had exactly one pen left. One pen, or I'd have to ask to borrow a pen consistently because I would never have anything left. Yeah. Don't know where the fuck they went. Anywhere but in my pencil case.
The smell of the new books in general.
Yeah.
Just the smell of all your new bits, the smell of the fresh books, new stationery, the amount it is, the stationery shop case, pencil case shopping you do, the stationery and the looking at my new school books thinking they were mad complicated. They never really were. Getting a coloured gel pencil and your notebook. That one. And then, let me just see now. Oh yeah, the new skilled shoes. That was another one coming in like a badass.
The debate about the shoes. Like, what are the cool shoes of this year?
Before we move on from stationery, I think I've mentioned this to you before. Did you go through a stage in primary school where it was like you did it, you went from, you transitioned from pencil to pen?
Yeah. We talked about this in detail in a different.
And it was a barrel pen. You had to use a barrel pen.
Yeah.
Smell, do you remember the smell of a barrel pen?
No, because I didn't use a barrel pen. Do you remember we had this conversation?
Yeah, it was like a red.
I don't know how it happened. I just went into a pen. I just, one day I was allowed to be in a pen.
I remember one day, I don't know, it was in the prefabs, I know exactly the location. Don't know what was on the board or what, like, were we listening to something? But we had to, our task was to just write in touched. And the teacher fucking went around and looked over your shoulder at your work. And she nearly tapped the person on the shoulder of who was transitioning to pen. It was so fucking weird because by the end of the day, there was still kids that were using pencil and half of the kids were using barrel pen. And we were like, did you make it? Do you know what I mean?
Did you get over the line? Did you pass? Are you okay? Is everything okay?
So fucking weird. That memory.
So strange. The shoes thing is quite funny. Mm. So the shoes was like, who was wearing what shoes and when? I don't remember that because the trends would change.
I do remember. What do you mean, what shoes and when? Yeah, did you have a choice of shoe?
No, but like you didn't want to be. I don't know how the word got out where it was like everybody in your year is going to be wearing X shoes and you'd be like, okay, we're all wearing X shoes now.
What?
No?
Yeah. What fucking year was that where there was a certain shoe? I can't. Did it begin with an E? What shoe was that? Oh my God.
Restaurant. Echoes.
No, they weren't Echoes. They were. They were like a loafer, but there was a name for them.
This was Dupes.
No,
Dex. That's what I wore.
We are not in the same generation. So hang on. 2004/2005 popular shoe. I have to find out the name of that and come back to you on that. There was a specific shoe and everybody wanted them. They were like a loafer. Yeah, I feel like you'd be able to buy a copy of them with like a fringe on them now and pennies. That type.
I know what shoes you're talking about. I cannot remember the name of them.
Oh, it was like a, I feel like it's a four letter
word. With a fringe, with a little flappy fringe on them. I never had a pair. They were not for me. But okay. I do remember the ones. But yeah, like, so you'd all be like, so I think we have talked about this before, whether were you a dolly shoe or were you like a big chunky black shoe girl or did you wear Dupes? And I remember they were called Decks when I started and they somehow transitioned into Dupes. And I remember I wore navy ones for the first 2 years and then, but I wore navy ones in primary and then navy ones for the first 2 years of secondary. And then I don't know how, but I transitioned into the brown ones, I don't know why this was a thing, but it was also a thing.
Yeah.
But it was like, oh, you're old enough to wear the brown ones now. And now I think everybody just wears the brown ones. I think the navy ones just phased out. But a lot of people are saying the shoes with the little toys in the sole. I don't remember.
Yeah, they were. And they had a key. So
I don't remember them.
They were in Clark's. And there was, you got a little key and underneath it, I don't know, was it in the... Yeah, so you flipped them upside down. I think the keyhole was either in the heel or was underneath the sole, but you could just twist it and then it changed like picture. I don't think it actually opened anything. If you Google it, Clark shoes with girls, Clark shoes with keys, you'll see them. I think they do a version of it now, but they were the shit back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So someone said being thrust into a routine. I'm a Virgo. Yeah. I was like, you were there freestyling that summer, loving your life, doing like living by the sun, loving by the moon, doing whatever you wanted to do. And then all of a sudden you'd be like, I don't want to get up early again.
Yeah.
But there was just a real buzz. There was a mad like, and it was only ever because it was the first page of everything. Do you remember you'd open it up and you'd be like, oh,
this is so hard.
Brand new, like brand new copybook, brand new everything. You'd be like, I'm about to write with my
would have been the year when you first start doing algebra, open that fucking maths book going, why is there letters in here rather than numbers? Do you remember?
No.
When you like getting your school books and it was the first year of algebra. So you had like X equals Y minus Z and all that shit. You'd be like, why the fuck is there letters in here? This isn't a spelling book, mate.
I don't know why I did this, but I used to look really ahead into books and be like, oh my God, I have no idea how the fuck I'm ever going to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And almost like give yourself pre-anxiety like, for doing these things. Someone said, covering my books while watching The Rose of Tralee. So we're actually doing an episode on our Patreon about The Rose of Tralee. And this is a big thing for me because I think it was one of the reasons why I hated The Rose of Tralee so much was because it was that time where we were about to go back to school.
Right. Okay.
So I used to hate it because I'd be like, school's next week.
I know, yeah.
Do you get me? Like it was the one dread. Of those kind of, yeah, the dread of it all. Like mm-hmm. the absolute dread of it all. The annual outing to pick your new school bag and your new pencil case. Yeah, the school bag thing as well. That was something where it was like, what's trending and how am I going to get it?
Yeah.
And you get it. I get a new school bag every year.
I always wanted a sport one. Like something that said Nike on it. Or do you remember the year when it was just a one strap bag and it was a crossbody?
I never had that.
I always wanted it. I don't.
I was always two strap and backpacking it.
I think my ma eventually, I don't think the actual capacity of the bag was big enough for school books. And that's why, but I never understood why my ma wouldn't just let me get the Nike bag that had the one crossbody strap. It was still in the shape of a school bag. It wasn't like a messenger bag. It was just one for comfort. And I was like, that's not your ma. Never let me get the bag that I wanted, ever.
Yeah.
Probably fucking £60 as well at the time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Suit price. Yeah. So I was someone said, getting back to the spar next to the school for a wedge roll. The actual thought of eating one now vomit. And I was like, do you remember a wedge roll?
It's potatoes on a roll.
It's carbs on carbs with a bit of sauce.
Do you know what? There was kids that went to the shop and there was kids that didn't go to the shop. I was one of them kids. Like I always looked at those kids coming in with like chicken fillet rolls and I've gone, oh my God.
Very adult. I remember very being like, adult. Wow, you can actually go to a shop and order? That's crazy. I just remember being like, you're actually brave enough to go and order something from a deli? That is absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we never, there was nobody who walked to the shop. We were too far down the hill.
Yeah.
Yeah, so by the time I got to town, I had to relearn everything.
That's true.
Like imagine I went from like the same fucking school to all of a sudden I'm like, all of a sudden I'm having to bus it into big bad Dublin town.
Fend for yourself, yeah.
Fend for myself, like, I cannot find
if anybody remembers the name of those shoes that everybody went mad for, I feel like it begins with either, because I don't know if it's because you were after saying echo to me that I feel like there was a C or an E in it. I just remember that fucking year.
No, you said E before I said echo.
Yeah. I don't know. So anybody around our age remembers that it was the year everybody was getting them.
Someone said, I moved schools in fifth year. 2 days before I started, I got hit in a match and I had two black eyes for the first time.
Oh, no. That's not great, is it?
Imagine you would be mortified and you would just be known forever as like Black Eye Girl.
Yeah.
You would just always, that would be like your moniker, you know? You would be like, okay, that's me now. I also love this. Someone said, pretending I was organized with notebooks for each subject 1 week in and I wasn't anymore. Yeah. Do you remember that? You'd be like, and that's my this notebook and that's this notebook and that's this notebook. And then after a while, you'd be like, I'm just doodling on the scrap of paper.
It was all on the one A4 pad and the glue was gone. Every page was falling out of it.
And you'd be like, just shoving that back in.
There was always one of these as well. A new listener, or obviously the one, coming back a week after everyone else because it was late back from holidays. There was always one, wasn't there?
Was always on. And you'd be like, bitch.
Yeah,
you are not. They'd be like, sorry, just here with my cool new braid that I got done on the boardwalk.
And my henna tattoo on my back.
And my henna tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm lightly tanned. Yeah, it's like that when you're away with your family. And I was like,
when they take it out of school to go on holidays.
Yeah. And you'd be like, you fucking little bitch.
And like, obviously, it's because the family were like, it's fucking cheaper.
Yeah. Looking back, you're like, there was a rhyme and a reason.
But everybody in the school thought, oh my gosh, she's very rich getting out.
Would you pull Bobby out of school to go on a trip?
Now that depends. It depends on how wrecked your head is with the child. If you are gushing to get them back into school, you're not booking a holiday for keeping them out even longer.
That's fair. And it does depend.
Like, people take this way too seriously. Like, we were already talking, I've been talking to actually numerous people about this during the week. about how fucking serious we're all gone about institutions like school and work. And like, if you think about people who live in the like, say the likes of Italy and Greece, and they live in kind of a sunny climate, and just shit just seems an awful lot more laid back. Ireland is becoming more and more like America every fucking day, in the sense that it's just like, have to go to school, have to go to work, can't be absent, have to have this, have to have that. Real fucking strict kind of commercial, industrial kind of way about it. You gotta take your fucking kid out of school to go on holiday. It's your one holiday for the year. Fucking take it out. Who is to judge you or say anything to you because of that? Yeah. I cannot understand the people who have a comment for people who do take their kids out of school to go on fucking holiday.
Oh, yeah,
keep your fucking beak out of it. Like, just shut the fuck up, will you? Stop. Just stop. It's fucking school. I'm not going to remember this shit anyway.
Jen's like, I say no.
Not as I say that as a person who was never taken out of school for holidays.
I was a few times.
Because I feel like my mom probably feared that situation too much.
And I loved it. I remember being like, along with it. I remember being like, please overlap when I'm in school. Please overlap when I'm in school. My mum would be like, we're leaving on Thursday. And I'd be like, yes.
It just never happened in my world, because I think it was just one of those things like, oh, no, you can't. And then the very few who did it were always judged for it.
Yeah.
Do you know? I feel like it's still a thing.
It's definitely a thing, because like, at the end of the day, like, parenting is just one of those things that people love
to judge,
to judge and have an opinion on. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember it being a thing at the time. But then again, when you're the kid, do you remember these things? I don't think so. Someone said here, and I think it's quite funny because it's very specific to them.
Right.
Smoking rollies was a ritual, running from the teachers. Once one drove his car down at night and we were smoking joints, we all legged it, jumping over barriers, and we legged it to safety. I'm like, that's a very specific back to school memory.
I don't think that's back to school at all.
Smoking joints in the first fucking week. Jesus, you were a bold bitch now, so you are.
I remember going around, because like I said, I was a stone's throw away from the school, but the particular route that I had to take, it was kind of really, it was close to the school, but it was hidden enough sometimes, right? Because it was kind of called the smoking road. You were not visible to the school, but not visible to anybody either. There was like two houses on that road with elderly people in them, would never know your parents or anything. So anybody who smoked on that road, stopped for the smoke. I'd say the path was full of butts by the end of the school year. There's no way it was, do you know what I mean? Like, anyway, sanitary. But some kids used to do like waterfalls and all that road on the way to school.
Yeah.
Doing a waterfall or a bong or a pipe or whatever out of a water bottle, tinfoil and all. I'm like, you're going to fucking school. You're just a waterfall on the way to school. Many people
do.
Yeah.
I love this comment. Didn't know there was such a thing, because I was like, oh, memories. Didn't know there was such a thing. Like, was it not an absolute dread for everyone? Yeah, but I think we are eternal optimists, you know, somewhere deep down where you're like, you think about the good things though. You think about like the little wins, like your new books and your new copies and your new everything, more than you think about. And it was an absolute fucking dread. Hated it so much. But I remember hating going back after like Easter break or Christmas break more. I remember going back after Christmas break. That was a difficult one.
Yeah.
Hated that one.
It was the weather as well, and how early it was getting dark. Like, you'd be on school an hour and it was dark. Like.
Yeah, and you'd be like, really? I have to deal with this? I hate it. So that is something that I would just briefly mention.
Go with the last one here. Look, writing on the first page of a new copybook. Hate going on to the second. The first, orgasmic. Second, nightmarish.
Yeah, second page, you'd be like, oh God, I'm a bit in it now.
Yeah, no, well, not even that I'm a bit in it. You're writing on, basically, you've no backing. It's like you can hear the pen off the table because it's all pin. It's at the back of the page. It's already been used. Oh, nightmarish stuff.
So that's it, guys. Back to school with me and Jen.
My unpopular opinion is, you know, that song, It's About Damn Time.
Yeah.
No. I just can't anymore.
It's very difficult.
I
loved it to begin with, but now that it's viral, you're like...
I like snippets of it, but fuck me, will you just stop playing it, like, every fucking minute. One of the days, we all know I still use an analogue radio in my car. Okay, change is coming. But one station had it on, switch station. It was on the next one. This happens with Dermot Kennedy all the time. It was on it again, switch station. It was on the three stations at the exact same time. I couldn't get away from the fucking thing.
You're like, no.
Like, I don't mind snippets on people's, like, content where they put, you know, like, you know, in a minute, and they just do their little bit or whatever. Well, it's just getting too much now. I just need to hear the end of it. It's too much. It's enough. Lizzo, please, if you're listening, just release another song. Please. Thank you.
Just one other song.
Just one other song. Just fucking rival it, please.
Speaking of songs,
Kyla's Stomper of the Week.
So this is just a song, I don't know why I'm so upset, because when I first listened to it I was like, yeah, it's good, but now it's one that is just really growing on me a lot. And it is Swedish House Mafia with The Weeknd, Moth to a Flame.
Okay.
Bit of a bop, shall I say. I'm not sure if you guys will be able to hear, because we're doing a little bit differently today, but I'll play a little snippet anyway. I don't think I'll be able to hear it.
I can hear it, yeah.
So, let me just skip on a little bit. So, yeah, it's a bit of a change.
So Weekend-ish, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And that's why I wonder, I'm like, did they ask to work with him, or did he ask to work with them, or how did it happen?
It's actually, do you know what, now that you say it, it's very Swedish House Mafia, and it's very The Weeknd.
Yeah.
It's a perfect down the middle of the two of them.
It's a perfect storm between
them. Perfect storm. Oh, did you hear Brittany and Elton's song?
No. Tragic. Very bad, very good. Tragic.
Oh, well, Elton's doing his fucking usual and just making it all about him again, as he usually does.
Yeah.
Because, like, when he works with, collaborates with, say, he did it with Dua Lipa, now he's doing it with Brittany. It's just his song. His song.
Yeah.
Brittany's barely on it. Bless her. Like, she's not really on it. It's all about fucking Elton again.
Because I've seen a lot of people being like, oh, I highly rate it. And I was like, really?
What's it's better than the Dua Lipa song. But that's because I think I like the song Tiny Dancer anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all been closed after rebranding or whatever. That's why I'm just like, fuck's sake, Elton. Like, it's not a rebrand. It's not a fucking rebrand. It's Tiny Dancer. Do you know what I mean? Stop it. Stop fucking... Do something new, Elton. And if somebody put up, and I don't want to get in trouble, but it's just, I suppose it was his demeanor and the way he was launching it. So there's a Twitter, I saw on it, and there was a clip of Elton on some like rooftop bar, but he has whatever way his hair is and whatever way the sunglasses are and the shirt that he has on, because it's a sunny country, and just the way that he's dancing, it's like this. Somebody posted it. It was just like, this looks like somebody's ma at karaoke in Lanzarote. It was the fucking image of. I'll post it on the stories on Sunday when this gets released. But it just, you can't not think that. I couldn't unsee it after I'd seen it. I was like, oh Jesus Christ, it is. And I'm just like, where's Brittany? Why are you doing this by yourself? Will you stop?
Stop this now. Stop it now. Stop this madness now.
It's just all about the attention, that fella.
Yeah, well, there you go.
There you go, man. Another unpopular opinion, if you will.
Another unpopular opinion. It's all about him.
Me getting the attention. Telling Elton to stop. So there you go. Look, I'll shut up now. We have to go and record we're going to record an episode about the Rose of Tralee for Patreon.
With a rose.
That'll be getting released tomorrow for your attention. Long day of recording, because you did our the most unpopular for Patreon as well. We're just coming out on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Starting to get a bit tired now, so let's fucking go, shall we?
We're going to bop. So our most unpopular is going to be coming out on Wednesday. That is with Orla Condon. That's going to be, it's a bumper jammer packed episode. So now is the time, guys, if you're looking to sign up to Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
Now's the time as ever.
Well, from the first.
Just for yourself, financially. From Wednesday. Wednesday is the time to. If you're listening to this on Sunday, set a little reminder.
Thursday is the first. Shit. It's Sorry.
Thursday the 1st? No way.
Yeah, I'm just remembering about a deadline and work, and that's the 31st. That's Wednesday.
Correct. Yes. So Thursday is the best time to sign up, you guys. You'll have two fresh episodes uploaded that week. And yeah, come over, join us, have the fun, set a reminder now. We're going to be having our interview with Rose and obviously our bumper packed end of the month roundup episode with Orla. So pop on over.
Thanks a million for listening. We'll talk to you next week. Bye. Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.